1420 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. President Trump says without Marines and National Guard forces, L.A. would be, quote, burning to the ground. On Capitol Hill, Defense Secretary Hegseth says it's all needed to protect ICE agents.
ICE ought to be able to do its job, whether it's Minneapolis or Los Angeles.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has sued the Trump administration. Now to Graz, Austria, where nine people were shot and killed at a school. Police say the gunman, a former student, is dead. CBS's Holly Williams.
The Austrian police now say the school has been evacuated and secured, and there is no further danger.
Israel deported the activist Greta Thunberg after she and others were taken off a ship bound for Gaza. She's now in Paris.
This is yet another violation of international rights.
Ukrainian officials say today three people were killed, 13 wounded when Russia attacked the country with waves of drones and missiles. Wall Street stocks are higher today. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kaye. A major bridge in western Wisconsin is open again after its second emergency closure in 2 years. With more, here's Jimmy Cuska.
A bridge crossing the Mississippi River to the south of La Crosse is open once again. The Blackhawk Bridge, which takes motorists from Wisconsin to Lansing, Iowa, reopened Monday morning. It was closed on May 17th due to one of its piers moving, but Iowa DOT officials said the bridge is safe to cross. The DOT said that it is planning future closures due to construction of the 94-year-old bridge's replacement, which is set to open in 2027. The current bridge was also closed last year for nearly 2 months for emergency repairs.
Southeastern Wisconsin is now home to the state's first large-scale battery storage facility. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
We Energies says the Paris Solar Battery Park in Kenosha County is now fully operational. The site's new battery system stores enough electricity to power more than 130,000 homes for 4 hours. Solar panels at that site have been working since last December. We Energies is leading the project with partners involved, including Wisconsin Public Service and Madison Gas and Electric.
Meanwhile, Public News Service reports Southwest Wisconsin is also seeing an increase in clean energy. Those in favor say these large-scale, renewable projects are economically beneficial for the community. Around 10% of electricity in Wisconsin comes from renewable sources. These include biofuels, wind, and solar. Roughly 6,500 people work in the industry, which invests $15.5 million a year in property, state, and local taxes, and more than $15 million annually in land lease payments. Critics argue renewable energy replaces some of the state's agricultural land. Those in favor claim less than 2% of Wisconsin's ag land is needed to reach the state's clean energy goals. I'm Melissa Kaye for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers begin their three-day minicamp, but without Jair Alexander, the team releasing the veteran defensive back after failing to come to terms with the new agreement, Packers president Mark Murphy.
Well, first of all, he's been a great player for us. Obviously, elite talent. You know, unfortunately, just injured a lot. And, you know, it's kind of unfortunately, that's a big part of our game.
Baseball, the Brewers and Braves series continues tonight in Milwaukee. The Brewers losing last night 7-1 after 15 batters struck out, 11 by Braves starter Chris Sale. D.L. Hall on watching Sale perform on the mound.
Oh, it's incredible. You know, somebody to watch and learn from. He's been doing it for a long time, so it's always fun to watch him and learn some stuff.
What stands out to you about a guy like that?
Oh, man, just the longevity and how long he's been really good and doing what he did tonight.
That's Brewers pitcher D.L. Hall with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
More sunshine today and more mild temperatures, making it to the mid-70s. We've got a west breeze out there and chances for some scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly overnight. Plus, areas of smoke working back in, especially tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 58.
This fall, build your perfect Wisconsin football game day with a mini pack. Pick any three games, including Big Ten matchups like Washington, Iowa, and Ohio State, and save while cheering on the Badgers. Big matchups, big moments, and it's all on your schedule. Football mini packs are available now. Create your custom game day experience today at uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. First touchdown to the fifth quarter. There's always something to enjoy. Football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets or $100 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings for a Wisconsin Dells area vacation or a Door County vacation. This hour, you're playing for a pair of Brewers tickets, and the keyword is pool. P-O-O-L, pool. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play stores. Find your station and use the text button to send the keyword pool for your chance to win in this statewide contest. You have until the end of the hour. Text now. Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday, our weekly visits with Civic Media friends Earl Ingram in Milwaukee, Todd Alba in Madison, Melissa Kay in Wisconsin Rapids, and James Kelly in Chippewa Falls.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Tuesday. A lot going on today. The suspension of reality and law. Trump turns the U.S. military into his private army. Now he's called out the Marines. In fact, the Marine Battalion, if I'm using the right word, that took Iwo Jima. This is wild. Also, RFK Jr., Bob Kennedy, says that he just did. Removed all 17 members of the CDC panel that advises our country on vaccines. Uh-oh. And Joe Walsh is going to drop by at the bottom of the hour. He's been on the program before, a former Republican congressman. He says Democrats need some conservatives in their big tent. I'm looking forward to a conversation with Joe about that. In the second hour of our program, one of my old debating guys, partners, companions, I don't know what the right word is, opponents, Seton Motley, he and I used to mix it up all the time, particularly on television, when I was in D.C. He's got a new Substack website, and he wants to drop by and talk about it. I think it'll be interesting. Looking forward to that at the top of the second hour. Also, did Israel seize Greta Thunberg and her boat in an illegal act? That in the second hour. In the third hour of our program, Vicki Harrison, three guests this day today. An unusual day. Vicki Harrison with Common Cause. The Trump administration and Republicans and right-wing billionaires are pushing hard to rewrite the Constitution from scratch. Yeah. Let's see. Who else did that? Oh, yeah, that's right. Vladimir Putin did that. Who else did that? Oh, yeah, that's right. Viktor Orban did that. So, you know, a lot to talk about today. But to start out, my daily take over at HartmanReport.com is titled The Suspension of Reality and Law. Trump turns the U.S. military into his own private army. And my point is that Trump wants blood. I mean, think about this for a minute. The spectacle really is the point. The helicopters, the uniforms, the armored personnel carriers on the streets of Los Angeles. Trump is sending U.S. Marines into an American city. You know, the Marines are trained in killing people. And this is not a slam. I mean, you know, we need Marines to fight wars. They're very good at killing people. They do it quickly. They do it efficiently. They've got the most advanced weaponry, you know, devices for killing people in the world available to them. You know, the old joke is, you know, what do you do when you're in the Marines? Well, you blow things up and kill people. I mean, you know, this is the most lethal fighting force in America. They have never been trained in crowd control. They have never been trained in protecting people's First and Fourth Amendment rights and Fifth Amendment rights. They've never been trained in defending the Constitution. They've never been trained in how to arrest and Mirandize someone. These guys are trained in killing people. And Trump just mobilized them onto the streets of Los Angeles. Now, there is a law specifically against this. It's called Posse Comitatus. It was passed in 1878 as a result of the violence that was being inflicted on former Confederate soldiers down in the South, on people in the South, by Union troops who were occupying the South. And that was basically the end of the occupation. It was the end of Reconstruction. And, you know, we could have a discussion or a debate about the consequences of that, but that's kind of a, you know, it's a rabbit hole I don't want to run down right now. But the point is that we have a really serious problem here with this, that the president is sending the Marines into Los Angeles. Meanwhile, he's gutted the FBI's domestic terrorism unit. He's turned DHL and DHS into a political police force. He's laying off scientists from NOAA and NASA because they keep insisting that the Earth is, in fact, on fire from the poisons that his fossil fuel donors are giving them. In the midst of this, Trump is looting the Treasury in broad daylight. He's giving away $4 trillion to his billionaire donors and golf buddies. He's repealing clean air and water protections, while wildfires are ripping apart the West Coast and battering the South, tornadoes across the Midwest. He's inviting domestic terrorists into the halls of power. His family and cronies are raking in billions from foreign governments, from Saudi royals to Russian oligarchs to Chinese front companies, without even a fig leaf of legality. And now as his approval ratings begin to wobble and questions mount about his finances, his backroom deals, his erratic behavior, his slipping down the stairs on Air Force One, he reaches for the oldest play in the authoritarian playbook: provoke unrest and then send in the troops. Now, this is not new. Nixon tried it. Hitler perfected it. Mussolini reveled in it. Trump is following a script so old and worn that it should have been burned for kindling by now. But here we are. Richard Nixon in the early 70s didn't try to calm down opposition to the Vietnam War. He deliberately stirred it up. He referred to student protesters as communists and bums and cheered on violent pro-government mobs like the one that beat the hard hat riot in New York, beat peaceful protesters. He did everything he could, Nixon, to push the country into a cultural war fever. But even Nixon, I think in his worst moments, didn't think that he could turn America into a dictatorship, that that would be a desirable thing. I mean, his goal was pretty simple, and it's the same first-level goal as Trump. Make protests look like rebellion, make rebellion look like terrorism, and then make himself look like the only guy who could save the nation from terrorism and restore law and order. And Nixon succeeded for a while. It worked for him. It got him reelected in 72 at a really high price. I mean, Watergate, war crimes, the loss of a generation's trust in government. And now we've got Donald Trump with Stephen Miller whispering fascist bedtime stories in his ears and Steve Bannon openly talking about civil war. But now the stakes are higher and the intentions are clearer. Trump is trying to actually end our form of government. He wants to replace our democratic republic and the New Deal social programs and social safety net that came out of, out of the people's vote, out of the people's will. He wants to replace all that with this libertarian, neo-fascist, tech-run state. I mean, it was crazy. And meanwhile, while this is happening, while Trump is bringing out the troops, and some would argue, by the way, this is what I'm about to tell you is the most important point, that this is the only reason he's doing it. I don't believe it's the only reason he's doing it, but I think it's a really important one, is where is the news coverage on the $4 trillion tax break for billionaires, this god-awful piece of legislation that's going to explode our deficit and our debt? Where's the outrage over the billions flowing into Trump's money bins from foreign oligarchs and governments in violation of the Emoluments Clause? Where's the investigation into the domestic terrorism unit that Donald Trump dismantled in the federal government while neo-Nazis are training in their camps in Michigan and Florida? Where's the climate report that was buried? Where are the Epstein files? Where's the fury over his push to gut Medicaid and privatize our social safety net? They're all buried under a pile of riot gear and tear gas canisters. And that's the playbook. Distract, divide, and dominate. Hitler provoked street clashes. He had his brown shirts go out and attack people in the streets to produce unrest in the streets, to draw out the police, to produce riots in the streets of Germany that he could then use to clamp down on protests and riots. Mussolini, same thing. His black shirts beat and murdered labor leaders. And then they demanded that the government, that the king at the time of Italy, impose martial law, which he did. Marcos in the Philippines, I was there the week that Ferdy Marcos fled the country. In fact, I got bumped off of four or five different Philippine Airlines flights in a row trying to get back to the United States because Marcos and all his buddies were basically buying the planes. It was a national carrier at the time, the Philippine Airlines. I don't know. I'm assuming it's been privatized now. But, they used student protest to declare martial law. Ferdy Marcos did. Erdogan used unrest, student protests in Gezi Park in Turkey to round up journalists, rewrite the constitution, the Turkish constitution, and jail his political rivals. This isn't just history. This is prophecy. Trump has studied these men. So what do? We show up. The one thing dictators can't deal with is widespread public opinion, as Abraham Lincoln pointed out. We do it this coming Saturday. We do it peacefully. Because No King's Day isn't just a rally. It's a declaration that we will not be ruled by strong men, that we do not recognize the Trump family as royalty, that we believe in the power of the people and the promise of our republic. So get out there.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Tag, we're it. I'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls. Just a second. Lately, it seems like the wall between church and state is under full-scale attack. In Texas, lawmakers want to post the Ten Commandments in public school classrooms and give school boards power to approve prayer sessions and Bible readings. At the federal level, a new bill just passed the House that removes Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care, not just for youth, but everyone. And the Supreme Court? They're about to hear a case that could let religious charter schools access public funding, completely blurring the line between church and state. If this sounds extreme, that's because it is. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has been pushing back since 1978. They're on the front lines defending the Constitution, making sure public funds, public schools, and public policy stay secular. If you believe in facts over faith-based legislation, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Join us and go to ffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 to support their work, because when religion starts driving public policy, democracy takes a back seat. Text fees may apply.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill backed by Donald Trump that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. June is Pollinator Month, and some Wisconsin lawmakers have introduced a package of bills to protect our bees, butterflies, and other insects. The bills would prevent the DNR from using a class of pesticides called neonicotinoids, which are known to harm pollinators. It would also prevent retailers from labeling plants as pollinator-friendly if they've been treated with high levels of pesticides. Great Lakes fisheries could struggle under budget cuts. President Trump is pushing Congress to eliminate the entire biological research program at the U.S. Geological Survey. The ecosystem mission area monitors and conducts research on fish and wildlife populations in the Great Lakes and beyond. If passed, federal wildlife and fisheries research centers across Wisconsin would be shuttered. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues across the state, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yours now.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now, which is why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial with their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. That's why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
Now LA's in flames, armored trucks rolling like it's a war game. Flags in the frame, choppers in the sky, but the Constitution bleeding and the truth just died. They called it law and order. What they meant was fear. And the boots on your doorstep say the end is near. Send in the Marines, let the rifles gleam. Make it look strength while you kill the dream. He don't want peace, he wants the scene. So roll the tanks and send in the Marines. Now he rules by chaos under blood-red skies. His cronies count billions while the poor count dead. He feeds the rich and starves the threat. And when the people rise with signs and songs, he brands them enemies from marching strong. Send in the Marines, drown the screams. Trade liberty for TV memes. Dress up fear in camouflage greens and shoot the truth. And send in.
Past the hour, so Bob Kennedy fired all 17 members of the CDC's Advisory Committee for Immunization Practices this week. This is wild stuff. The executive director of the American Public Health Association, Dr. George Benjamin, said this is not how democracies work. It's not good for the health of the nation. He said what Kennedy is doing, it goes against what he told lawmakers and the public. He's breaking a promise. He said he wasn't going to do this. And in fact, when he testified before Congress, Kennedy did say he was not going to do this. Dr. Bruce Scott, president of the American Medical Association, says, and I quote, "Today's action to remove the 17 sitting members of ACIP undermines that trust and upends a transparent process that has saved countless lives." Kennedy recently took the step of changing the COVID-19 recommendations, by the way, without consulting this panel. And Bernie is now weighing in on this. I mean, Bernie is the ranking member of the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, health being the operative word here. And he issued a statement. He said, "Firing independent vaccine experts is a dangerous, unprecedented move that will make it harder for the American people to access vaccines that are safe, effective, and essential to saving lives." And he goes on to say, he says, "For decades, Secretary Kennedy has spread lies and conspiracy theories about vaccines. Now with Trump's backing, he's doubling down on misinformation that will lead to preventable illness and death. At a time when we should be strengthening trust in science and expanding access to health care, this administration is doing the exact opposite. This is a continuation of Trump and Kennedy's dangerous war on science. It cannot stand." One of the things that's pretty universal when you look at dictatorships around the world is that they go after science. Now, you know, there's a lot of debate about why that is. Why is it that Pol Pot killed all the people who had glasses because it was evidence that they were literate? Why is it that Russia is so very far behind in science? Why is it that, you know, basically every dictatorship goes after Hitler went after the scientists. They all fled here to the United States and made bombs and rockets for us. Well, you know, is it because scientists tend to be educated and therefore they tend to be critical thinkers? Is it because science conflicts with the religion that dictators love to use to dominate politics? I don't know the answer to this question. I mean, I've got some theories, but dictators always go after science. And that's what we're seeing right now with Kennedy and Trump. Bill Cassidy, he's a Republican senator from Louisiana, he specifically asked Kennedy if he would, quote, "maintain the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices without changes." And Kennedy said, "Yes, I will." He clearly lied or, you know, just didn't know that that's what he intended to do at the time, whatever. But here we are, the war on science rolling along. So what say you? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Just a reminder, you'll be put on hold, but you probably won't have your call screened. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. Shopmando.com.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560.
Maggie Dawn.
I'll be slinging drinks at a charity bartending event, but don't worry, you'll be in good hands with special host Angela Lang, joined by Dan Schaefer and Matt Rothschild. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Governor Evers announces a tourism hat trick in Wisconsin with the third record-breaking year in a row. Wisconsin Department of Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers said the state's tourism industry brought in a record-high $25.8 billion in total economic impact in 2024. This surpassed the previous year's record of $25 billion. This year's tourism hat trick includes a record-breaking amount of state and local revenue, a record-breaking 114.4 million visitors, and a record-high economic impact for tourism. The industry grew 2.2% from last year, supporting 182,000 part-time and full-time jobs across sectors in 2024. While information from the federal government has changed, state officials are still advising vaccinating for COVID. Lisa Hale has more.
You should still get an updated COVID-19 vaccination despite the guidance changes from the CDC. That's according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. State health officials say the updated vaccine can help protect against severe cases of COVID-19, especially in pregnant women, infants, and elderly residents. DHS Secretary Kirsten Johnson says the updated vaccine was thoroughly reviewed for safety and effectiveness and encourages residents to consult their health care providers on getting the updated vaccine.
In Rome, the public comment period is extended for the Acron Solar Project. The plan to construct a solar electric generation facility with the potential of generating up to 200 megawatts of electricity will be located in the town of Rome in Adams County and the town of Saratoga in Wood County. You can find the link to the PSE public comments page at romewi.gov. Comments close on June 27th. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
More sunshine today and more mild temperatures, making it to the mid-70s. We've got a west breeze out there and chances for some scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly overnight. Plus, areas of smoke working back in, especially tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 58.
Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. The new flavor is peanut.
I could just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets or $100 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings for a Wisconsin Dells area vacation or a Door County vacation. This hour, you're playing for a pair of Brewers tickets, and the keyword is pool. P-O-O-L, pool. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play stores. Find your station and use the text button to send the keyword pool for your chance to win in this statewide contest. You have until the end of the hour. Text now.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller joins me to talk new movies. Then producer, director, editor, and Wisconsinology founder Frank Anderson joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Weeknights from 6 to 8. Thank you so much for all of your support.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
With thunder, he didn't break the glass. He slipped in through the silence, the cracks from decades past. A shadow in the bloodstream, a whisper in the code. He found the doors wide open on a party lawn. They'd stripped away the conscience, cut the guardrails down, painted loyalty in poison, wore ambition like a crown. He offered them a mirror, they saw their thirst for might, and chose to dim the lanterns instead of light the night.
Trump is the sickness, but the party, the GOP, is what spread it. On the line with us, our old buddy Joe Walsh, the former U.S. congressman from Illinois, the 8th District, podcast host, Social Contract with Joe Walsh, Substack.com, Walsh Freedom over at Blue Sky, Walsh Freedom on Twitter. And Joe says he's become a Democrat. Hey, Joe, welcome to the program. Welcome back.
Tom, it's been too long. Good to be with you, my friend.
Amen. I agree. I've been reading your stuff, and I mean, you know, you're pointing out some, you know, things where we clearly agreed. Trump is a tyrant in the White House, and the Republican Party has basically just become a bunch of sycophants. And you make the point that the Democratic Party needs to expand its tent to embrace conservatives like yourself. And I kind of had this same conversation with Michael Steele some time back on his podcast, where, you know, he's still asserting that he's a conservative, but I never quite understood exactly what that meant. What does being a conservative, and by the way, just for the record, I'm all in favor of the Democratic Party having conservatives in it, and I would love to see the Republican Party go back to the days of my youth when there were progressive Republicans. I mean, there were still some left in the 70s and 80s even, but certainly in the 50s and 60s. So anyhow, what does being a conservative mean to you, Joe?
It's a great question, Tom. And I only use that label because that's the label we use these days. I've always been more libertarian in my politics. So we generally, every policy issue, we argue about the role of government. Right. We all want good schools. We all want good health care. We all want clean air and all the rest. Republicans and Democrats before Trump have argued about what should government do in each of those areas. I've always been someone who understands the role for government, but I've never been a hugely activist government guy. But throw that stuff out the window, Tom, because that's all really important. But the reason I became a Democrat last week is because I truly believe our democracy and the rule of law are teetering right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I get that, and I agree with you on that. And I'm not trying to provoke a debate here, Joe. I'm just my understanding of conservatism, and I grew up in a household, now admittedly, this was in the 1950s and 60s, but my dad was a Republican activist. And I went, when I was 13 years old, I went door to door for Barry Goldwater with my dad. So I think I have an understanding of conservative perspectives. I've read both of Goldwater's autobiographies and you know, John Stormer and None Dear College Reason and all that kind of stuff. But, it, you know, essentially you say, okay, we all agree that everybody in the country should have health care. There's really two paradigms for doing this. One is you have a national health care system like every democracy in the world except the United States and Switzerland. Or secondly, and I would argue that this should be the libertarian position or a conservative position, you do it like Switzerland, where everybody is mandated to have health care and all of the health insurance companies are required to be not-for-profits. And they operate in within very strictly regulated guidelines. But there is no national health care system. The federal government sets some standards, but that's about it. Those are kind of the two extremes. But then the Republican Party comes along and says, screw all that. We don't even think people should have a right to health care. We simply think big corporations that kick back huge amounts of money to us politicians, us Republican politicians, should be able to screw people, you know, any way they want. And we don't even think, you know, United Healthcare and Aetna should be regulated. So where, you know, when you say that you're a conservative, where do you fall on that spectrum with regard to just this one issue? Just, you know, for example.
Tom, I'd be somewhere right in the middle. Obviously, I don't agree with necessarily your characterization of this Republican Party, though that's probably where they are now. I agree with that. When it comes to health care, I generally believe that government should be an absolute safety net in this society for everybody who cannot provide for themselves. I generally believe philosophically that more of the American people who are able-bodied need to be paying for more and more of their day-to-day health care costs. And I believe we need to get our arms around insurance, which should be kind of what insurance was meant to be, to pay for catastrophic health issues. But again, I'm open to a discussion on all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it. I get it. What are some of the other areas where you think that the Democratic Party should open up, as it were, philosophically to conservatives, genuine conservatives, you know, like yourself, who have fled the Republican Party?
I think this Democratic Party, now my Democratic Party, a party I'm now part of, I think they lost touch with regular working class people. I campaigned every day last year for Kamala Harris. I would hear that, Tom, in every battleground state I went into. Voters right in the middle would tell me, I know Trump's a jerk, Joe, but the Democrats look down on me and don't understand me. A lot of that is economic. A lot of that is the issue of immigration. My former party demagogues the issue of immigration and the border. But Democrats have ignored that issue for way too long. And that's an issue, a real issue that regular folks are concerned about and have been concerned about. So secure the border, fix our immigration system, offer a pathway to citizenship for people who've been here. The nice thing, Tom, is that Trump and his party now are so ugly and extreme with what they're doing on immigration that there's a great opportunity for Democrats to capture the middle.
Hmm. How?
By acknowledging that it's a real issue.
Immigration? Here's the thing, though, Joe. I mean, Democrats have been saying forever that we need comprehensive immigration reform. And it was proposed when Obama was president and he had, you know, enough of Congress to pull it off. He wasn't able to pull it off. I would argue that his effort was feeble, but it seems to me like this is an issue that has been largely created by right-wing media. I mean, you know, you've got a bunch of Republican politicians. Ted Cruz is probably the worst at this, who go out and yell and scream about how the border is open. The border is wide open. I mean, they literally say that. I wrote an op-ed 2 years ago in which I cited 30 or 40 different, or somewhere between 30 and 40 different high-profile Republicans, including Ted Cruz and Lindsey Graham, et cetera, et cetera, and including, by the way, Donald Trump, claiming during the Biden administration that the border was, quote, wide open. Well, what happens then is that you get all these people in Central and South America who are reading these things and saying, oh, the border's open. I guess I'll go up there. it creates a self-fulfilling prophecy. And it's always been my contention that that's exactly what these Republican demagogues were trying to do. They were trying to get people to come to the border. This is not a Democratic issue. This is a Republic. You know, the Republicans created this issue.
I'd respectfully disagree with you, my friend. I think there's some truth to what you just said. I know that Republicans have demagogued this issue over the years because I used to demagogue the issue. But Joe Biden, before he got elected and after he got elected, and for his first 3.5 years, he ignored the crisis at the border. He did. And he sent a message when he was running that he would be the opposite of Trump. He changed a couple of Trump's policies at the border. He welcomed people. He did send a message to folks to come on up, I believe. I don't think Democrats have been concerned about the issue of the border. And Tom, you look at this issue of migrants who are in this country, all of whom are great, good, decent people. Remember during the campaign, Trump talked about they're eating your cats and dogs in Springfield, Ohio. What lies? What a dangerous, dangerous, ugly lie. But that issue, Springfield, Ohio, a town of 60,000 people, 20,000 Haitian migrants had gone there, migrated there in the past 4 to 5 years. They're all good people, but that creates real issues, financial, in that town of Springfield, Ohio. Play that out around the country. This is a concern that folks have had. Republicans have demagogued it. Democrats haven't spoken to it.
Yeah. Well, what Joe Biden did was he, I think, fairly aggressively closed the border, as it were, and came out with this app where you could apply for asylum from outside the United States, but not inside the United States. And, you know, most of these people coming in were applying for asylum. I on the one hand, I get the argument that this whole asylum thing is a loophole, essentially. On the other hand, you know, I have worked in Central and South American countries. I used to be an international relief worker throughout the 80s and early 90s. And some of these countries are genuine hellholes, and people really truly are fleeing for their lives.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
You know, the Reagan administration horribly disrupted the whole political system in Central America. And now you've got, you know, climate change is just wiping out large chunks of Guatemala. You've got literally thousands of farms that have just turned into desert. So, you know, I get both sides of this, Joe. But
Tom, you and I would agree on this. This is what so pisses me off about what Trump's doing right now. The business community in this country and our government, they've created purposely this broken system. They've incentivized people to come here. Businesses want these people. The government has wanted them here.
Oh, they publish newspaper-sized broadsheets like the old, you know, shopping guides in Spanish that are distributed in Central America that have ads for meatpacking companies in Wisconsin.
We've incentivized people to come here to take advantage of a broken system.
Yeah.
Businesses have done that and our government's done that. And for us now to say, no, we're going to deport you all, shame on us. Yeah. Fix the system.
Yeah, I get it. Joe, I only have 45 seconds until I'm going to hit a hard break here. I can't control. Where do you think the Democratic Party goes next? And how do you see this whole thing playing out?
I think the Democratic Party needs to fight. I think that fight's got to come from the progressive left, and it's got to come from the center, from the middle as well. The tent has got to be big because I believe, Tom, my former party, the MAGA movement, is bigger than Democrats think. And so I think Democrats got to wake up and be inclusive and say, you know what, we can be a tent big enough for a Joe Walsh and an AOC. Right now, I think we have to do that.
Yeah, a Joe Walsh. To what extent do you think race is driving this?
Somewhat. No doubt, somewhat. My former party, Tom, they imagine and they hearken back to a white Christian America.
Yeah.
That's a big part of this.
Yeah, I get it. Joe Walsh, social contract with joewalsh.substack.com, Walsh Freedom on Blue Sky and Twitter. I have all that right, Joe?
You got it, Tom. Okay. Thanks so much.
Joe, thanks for dropping by. It's great talking with you. I look forward to future conversations.
Yep.
It's 48 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with your calls right after this.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you. Lately, it seems like the wall between church and state is under full-scale attack. In Texas, lawmakers want to post the Ten Commandments in public school classrooms and give school boards power to approve prayer sessions and Bible readings. At the federal level, a new bill just passed the House that removes Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care, not just for youth, but everyone. And the Supreme Court? They're about to hear a case that could let religious charter schools access public funding, completely blurring the line between church and state. If this sounds extreme, that's because it is. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has been pushing back since 1978. They're on the front lines defending the Constitution, making sure public funds, public schools, and public policy stay secular. If you believe in facts over faith-based legislation, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Join us and go to ffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 to support their work, because when religion starts driving public policy, democracy takes a back seat. Text fees may apply.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Doorman, I need you to check the voicemail today. I'm completely swamped.
Sure thing. A doorman at your service.
Hey, my garage door won't open, or only one side opens. I can't get my car through that.
My garage door motor is running, but the door doesn't move.
Sir, your photo eye sensor is clouded over, or you may have a blocked track.
Thank you, doorman.
Your emergency manual release cord was disconnected.
Those kids.
Children are a delight. We've reconnected it. Door works for the win.
Have you heard the saying, we may be small, but we are mighty? This is exactly what the team at El Cafe in Port Edwards is, a small Mexican restaurant with big, big flavor, now featuring an extended room. Are you having breakfast with your church group, book club, or networking group? El Cafe has all the room you need. Don't forget excellent coffee, food, and homemade pies. El Cafe in Port Edwards, a little Mexican restaurant with a big heart for the community. Have your next get-together at El Cafe.
It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets or $100 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings for a Wisconsin Dells area vacation or a Door County vacation. This hour, you're playing for a pair of Brewers tickets, and the keyword is pool. P-O-O-L, pool. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play stores. Find your station and use the text button to send the keyword pool for your chance to win in this statewide contest. You have until the end of the hour. Text now.
Get to Family Natural Foods to hear Terry Lemerand, a 50-year veteran of natural health, talk about his favorite natural medicines. Also, get the biggest discount ever on all Terry Naturally supplements, after the event only. The lecture will be at First Baptist Church, 910 McKinley Street, right behind Family Natural Foods, June 25th at 5:15 p.m. Free meet and greet to follow with light snacks and drinks after the event. Family Natural Foods, your neighborhood pharmacy. Join them June 25th.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. So we asked kids, what do you want your parents to hear?
I feel sometimes that I'm not listened to. I would just want you to listen to me more often and evaluate situations with me and lead me towards success.
Listening is a form of love. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. If you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why. And ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. Louise heads a dark coffee every morning. This isn't just another generic supplement. This is a clinically supported, bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain and visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin. And right now, I can get you up to 45% off, but only for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's GetNativePath, G-E-T, GetNativePath.com/Tom. Supplies are limited, demand is surging.
Used to be a man could buy a home. Working hard, building life on his own. Now the price tags climb, the rents don't stop. While Wall Street sharks buy up block. They say it's the market, they say it's fair, but homes weren't meant for hedge funds to share.
Past the hour. I kind of think that's what Joe was talking about. I've got a caller in Illinois, the last four digits 7488. You want to give us your name and what's on your mind today? And what city are you in?
Yeah, hi, Tom. My name is Suzanne. I'm calling from Evanston.
Great.
Right.
Thank you.
Just north of Chicago.
Yeah.
And I called yesterday, talked to Mateo, because I had seen your appearance on the Velshi show Saturday, which I always watch. I was so excited to see you. And I wanted to bring up, you know, I thought it was, I loved your discussion about Citizens United.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I think that's so important. We all be that we're all talking about what, but what caught my interest then was the interview with the Yale professor Akhil. I can't think of his last
name.
Yeah, it
was something like Kumar, but yeah, I remember.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
the guy
that's
with the long hair.
Who is part of, you know, one of the ones that involved with the hair, Federation Society, the
Federalist.
Conservative. And he's like the only liberal. And what he was arguing for, it was originalism of the Constitution.
Yeah, he's a law professor.
I think,
I've always thought originalism is a scam. But
I think it's a scam, too. And I thought maybe if you could comment on that, because you're talking today about
I'm with you, Suzanne. We're going to hit a break in just a few seconds here, but originalism is absolutely a scam. There's a whole chapter about it in my book on the Supreme Court. These guys have to pretend that they can read the minds of the founders, and the founders were all over the map. I mean, you know, you had Patrick Henry saying that America was a Christian nation, and you had John Adams and Thomas Jefferson saying, no way, Christianity's got nothing to do with us. So, you know, for example, I mean, you know, how can you say, oh, well, I know what the founders thought? Suzanne, thank you. That was a great question. And good talking with you. Up next, Seton Motley's going to drop by. He says he has a mea culpa for me. I'll believe that when I hear it. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
To everyone who believes big flavor makes life better, we've got something special waiting for you at Culver's.
The Colby Jack Pub Burger is back with a crave-worthy combo of fresh beef, Wisconsin Colby Jack cheese, crispy onions, and zesty A1 pepper mayo, all stacked on an everything bun. Trust us, you don't want to miss this.
From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Pentagon says it will cost $134 million for the deployment of National Guard troops and 700 Marines to Los Angeles. There have been 4 days of anti-ICE protests in Mayor Karen Bass's city.
They are trying to paint a picture here of utter chaos. And the irony is they contributed to the chaos. They're the reason that it started.
Defense Secretary Hegseth defending those deployments before Congress said it's needed to protect ICE agents. Democrats sought answers about spending for a missile defense system.
Give us the details.
Congresswoman, we have the details and we will provide
them. Let's
for you.
Have them before we, and my hope is that we could get to it before we go to a markup. Within a few hours.
Well, President Trump goes to Fort Bragg today ahead of the Army's 250th birthday. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
He'll make remarks celebrating past and present service members. There will be live military demonstrations, including several flyovers as well.
CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.